Chapter 1. Great Flashes of Light. Ashton Cody lived with his wife Hannah in Woking, a small English town near London. He heard about the strange flashes of light from his friend, an astronomer called Ogilvy. He decided to visit Ogilvy at his observatory to see the strange lights for himself.
"Look through the lens," Ogilvy said. "Can you see them?"
Ashton looked and saw a small moving ball of light.
"That's amazing," he said. "What is it, Ogilvy?"
"We're not sure. Perhaps meteorites are hitting Mars, or maybe it's an eruption of a Martian volcano," Ogilvy explained.
"Do you think there is intelligent life on Mars?" asked Ashton. Ogilvy laughed.
"The chance that there is anything man-like on Mars is 1,000,000 to 1, he replied.
The next night, Ashton was walking with Hannah in their garden. He pointed to the sky and said, "That little dot is Mars. Can you believe that it's causing all this excitement?" Hannah looked into the sky.
"What's happening there?" she asked. "What does Ogilvy think?"
"He thinks meteorites are hitting Mars," replied Ashton.
"I don't know much about Mars," said Hannah. "How big is it?"
"Mars is 7 times smaller than Earth. It's 228 million kilometers away from the Sun," said Ashton.
"That distance is hard to imagine," Hannah said. "How far are we from the Sun?"
"Earth is about 150 million kilometers from the Sun, so Mars gets much less heat from the Sun than the Earth does," Ashton explained.
"Oh, then it's probably freezing there," said Hannah. "I guess there's no possibility of any form of life on Mars."
"Well, Ogilvy doesn't think anything lives on Mars," Ashton said.
"But I wonder."
A few weeks after the first flash of light, something was seen flying over London, high in the sky. People thought a star was falling to Earth. The spaceship crashed into the sand near Woking and created a huge hole there. Sand flew everywhere, forming new hills. Ogilvy saw the falling star.
"The meteorite landed in this area," he thought. "I must find it. I'll take Ashton with me."
10 minutes later, he knocked on Ashton's door and woke him up.
"What's wrong, Ogilvy?" he asked. "It's the middle of the night."
"The meteorite landed somewhere near here," replied Ogilvy. "Come, we must find it."
"That's incredible," Ashton exclaimed. "Okay, let me get dressed. I'm coming with you."